In just a moment, enjoy Best Plays. First, we'd like to remind you that weekdays, too, this station entertains you royally. For quiz, there's a trio of top shows, Red Benson's Phrase That Pays, and our two newest additions, Second Chance and It Pays to Be Married. There's comedy with Bob Hope, interesting guests with Dave Garraway, and Tommy Bartlett's Welcome Travelers, and the accurate reporting of NBC's Pauline Fredericks. Now, stay tuned for Best Plays on NBC.
From New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays with John Chapman. Best Plays, a series of hour-length dramas selected from the outstanding successes of the New York stage. Now, John Chapman, drama critic of the New York Daily News, is here to introduce Eva Le Gallienne and Stutz Cotsworth with Paul McGrath and Horace Braham in Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Mr. Chapman.
Thank you, Fred Collins, and welcome, audience. Like all the other works of Shakespeare, Macbeth has been subject to alterations, trimmings, and treatments ever since Elizabethan times. And it is quite likely that the author himself, being a practical actor, did quite a lot of monkeying with the script after the first draft was completed. Any play, no matter how bad or how trivial, is subject to interpretations by the people who are producing it and acting it. The works of Shakespeare, being the greatest we have had in the history of the stage or the history of literature, are so filled with life and color and strength that they lend themselves to an endless variety of interpretations. Macbeth can be played in many ways. Our principal actors at this performance, Eva Le Gallienne and Stutz Cotsworth, are devoted Shakespeareans, and they are interested in Macbeth as a study of progressive crime. They see the drama as a story of the dreadful ambition of Lady Macbeth and the manner in which this ambition brought about the disintegration and doom of her husband. The locale is the Scotland of the 11th century. And, of course, the drama begins, as it must begin, with the meeting of the three weird sisters on the moor.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
When the hurly-burly's done. When the battle's lost and won.
That will be ere the set of sun.
Where the place?
Upon the heath.
There to meet with Macbeth.
I come, Grenalkin.
Had a cold. Anon!
Air is foul,
and all is fair.
Hover through the fog and fill the air.
Those are the voices of the three weird sisters, the witches, who await the coming of Macbeth. They are real, these witches, as the spirit of evil, of destiny, is real. Their influence on Macbeth and Lady Macbeth's influence on her husband is desolate and tragic. As we meet Macbeth first, a warrior in the service of Duncan, King of Scotland, a great battle is at hand on a wide Scottish heath. Macbeth and his fellow general, Banquo, lead the forces of Duncan against the invading Norwegian army. And the Thane of Ross, with tidings for the king, rides from the battlefield across the heath to Duncan's encampment.
The worthy Thane of Ross. Hail, brave friend. Say unto us the knowledge of the broil as thou didst leave it.
Doubtful it stood, as two spent swimmers that do cling together and choke their art. The Norwegian lord, assisted by that most disloyal traitor, the Thane of Cawdor, began a dismal conflict. But brave Macbeth, disdaining fortune, with his brandished steel carved out his passage till he faced the slave, which ne'er shook hands nor bade farewell to him till he unseamed him from the nave to the chaps and fixed his head upon our battlements.
Ah, valiant cousin, worthy gentleman.
And to conclude, the victory fell on us.
Great happiness. No more that Thane of Cawdor shall deceive our bosom interest. Go, pronounce his present death, and with his former title, greet Macbeth.
Where hast thou been, sister?
In Shrine.
To where thou?
A sailor's wife had
People lived with witchcraft in 11th century Scotland. It was both good and evil, science and sin. It explained the unexplainable. On the heath between the battlefield and Duncan's encampment, the three witches, the weird sisters, meet again. They're here to meet with Macbeth and Banquo, as they had promised they would do. And they circle a boiling cauldron.
And I another.
Look what I have.
Show me. Show me.
Here I have a pile of thumb, wrecked as homeward he did come.
A drum. A drum. Macbeth doth come.
And Banquo with him.
The weird sisters, hand in hand, posters of the sea and land, thus to go about, thrice to thine, and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. These,
the charms wound up.
So foul and fair a day I have not seen.
How far is't called a forest? What are these? So withered and so wild in their attire that look not like the inhabitants of the earth and yet aren't?
Speak if you can. What are you?
All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of Glam.
All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of Cawdor.
All hail, Macbeth. That shalt be king hereafter.
Good sir, why do you start and seem to fear things that do sound so fair? In the name of truth, are ye fantastical or that indeed which outwardly ye show? My noble partner, you greet with present grace and great prediction of noble having and of royal hope. That he seems rapt withal, to me you speak not.
Hail,
hail.
Banquo, hail.
Lesser than Macbeth and greater.
Not so happy, yet much happier.
Thou shalt get king, though thou be none.
What?
All hail, Macbeth and Banquo. Banquo and Macbeth, all hail.
Stay, you imperfect speakers. Tell me more. By Sinel's death, I know I am Thane of Glamis, but how of Cawdor?